Beach, Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Ruling Coalition Task Force holding a meeting today. Dengue cases rising in Nepal. Health Ministry says Kathmandu and Lalitpur recorded highest number of cases. And Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to arrive in India today on a four-day visit. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the task force formed by the ruling coalition parties to allocate seats for the upcoming elections is being held today. Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Ganesh Bahadur Karki said the ruling alliance had intensified the discussion to conclude seat sharing within 2 days. The Chief of the Indian Army, General Manoj Pandey, inspected a guard of honor presented to him by a contingent of the Nepali Army at the Army headquarters this morning. The Indian Army Chief is on a 5-day visit to Nepal at the official invitation of Chief of the Army Staff, Prabhu Ram Sharma. On the occasion, General Pandey also planted a sapling on the premises of the main building at the Army headquarters. Prior to this, he laid a wreath and paid tribute to the brave soldier at the Bir Smarak at the Army Pavilion to Dikhil. Similarly, President Vidyadev Bhandari will confer on General Pandey the insignia of the honorary title of General of the Nepali Army at a special ceremony at the Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Minister for Forest and Environment Pradeep Yadav said that preparations were afoot to draw world's attention by declaring the climate crisis in Nepal. At a program today, Minister Yadav said that Nepal is at high risk of climate change consequences and thus the declaration would be made after extensive consultation with experts and stakeholders to control the world's attention towards Nepal. Yadav asserted the impacts of climate change are taking place everywhere visually, stating that climate change is affecting Nepal's mountain, agriculture and water resources. The ministry was at work to find out an appropriate modality to declare the climate crisis for which it required fact-based evidences, he said, adding that to this effect they were researching ways and means. He said climate change was evident and everyone had taken awareness of its impacts. Dengue fever cases have been on the rise across the country. According to Ministry of Health and Population, Kathmandu and Lalitpur have recorded the highest number of dengue fever cases. The ministry has said that a total of 5,029 people have been diagnosed with dengue fever since the start of the year 2022. Lalitpur has the highest number of dengue fever cases with 1,832 cases. Similarly, Kathmandu has 888 and Bhaktapur has 99 cases of dengue fever. The spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Sanjay Kumar Thakur, said that if dengue fever cases continue to rise, it would be declared an epidemic. A dengue case was detected in Nepalganj sub-metropolitan city, according to sub-metropolis officials. Following this, the sub-metropolis have come up with a decision to launch a campaign to destroy mosquitoes, said Ram Bahadur Chand, Chief of the Health Division, Nepalganj sub-metropolis. Similarly, an all-party meeting also decided to launch an awareness campaign and a drive to destroy mosquitoes from today. Chairperson of the sub-metropolis 4, Gopal Poon stressed the need for creating awareness about the disease. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda laid a foundation stone for construction of well-cubed buildings at Nirmal Lama Polytechnic Institute. The institute that is under the CTVT umbrella was established in 2018 at Khairamara of Bardiwas 11 in Mohtari district. The government of South Korea provided financial assistance worth Rs. 1 billion to construct 4 buildings in the institute for which Chairperson Dahal laid foundation stone today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Canadian police have launched a huge manhunt for two men suspected of stabbing at least 10 people to a death in a rampage that has shocked the nation. Two suspects named as Damien Sanderson and Miles Sanderson are on the run and considered armed and dangerous. Checkpoints have been set up across the central Saskatchewan province with residents urged to shelter indoors. Victims were found in 13 locations in the remote indigenous community, James Smith Cree Nation and nearby Weldon. At least 15 others were injured in the violent spree, with police urging residents to be extremely vigilant as they conduct a search operation across one of Canada's largest and most remote regions. It is one of the deadliest acts of mass violence Canada has ever seen. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau described the attacks as horrific and heartbreaking. As many as two people died and 10 others were injured after a major fire broke out at Livana Hotel in the area of Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh. Chief Marketing Officer Lucknow Manoj Agrawal said so far 10 people have been admitted to the civil hospital, out of which 2 people are brought dead. However, rescue and relief operations are underway at Hotel Livana as several people are feared to be still trapped. The Chief Minister had directed the official of the district administration to provide proper treatment to the injured. Along with this, the district magistrate and senior police officers have been instructed to reach the spot immediately and speed up the relief and rescue work, read a statement by the Chief Minister's office. Police and firefighters are constantly engaged in rescue operation. Further details are awaited. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will arrive on a four-day visit to India today. Issues on top of the agenda are upgrading defense cooperation, expanding regional connectivity initiatives, and establishing stability in South Asia. During her visit, the Bangladesh Prime Minister will meet the President and Vice President of India. She will also hold a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will call on Prime Minister Hasina during her visit to New Delhi. This upcoming visit will be her first visit after both nations' bilateral relations touched their 50th year in 2021. Last month, India and Bangladesh finalized the text of the agreement on interim sharing of river waters. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain generally cloudy in Province 1, Modis Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumini Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Lumini Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling Coalition's Task Force holding a meeting today. Dengue cases rising in Nepal. Health Ministry says Kathmandu and Lalitpur recorded highest number of cases. And Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to arrive in India today on a four-day visit. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.